Hi, it's back, it's McAugan, and it's Thursday, 28th of February 2013. It's the last day of February. Up until a short while ago, it was a lovely, lovely day, and I was out in the garden doing wondrous things, tidying up, weeding, raking, brushing, sweeping, and generally enjoying the afternoon sun. But it's greyed over now, but that's not what the poo is about. I was listening, as usual, through my audio boot timeline, and I ran out of audio boots. Seems strange, but yes, I did. And I know I could have delved further back, but I decided to go to channels, and within the channels I found the audiobooks section, which is, I believe, the first one. So I thought, well, I'm not a reader, I don't read books, but I'll have a look in here. And one of the first writers, as it were, that came up was Robert Llewellyn, Bobby Lou. You may remember him as the mechanoid Crichton in Red Dwarf, that wonderful series. And so I had a look inside there, and the first one that came up was the first two chapters of his, I guess, novel, his audiobook novel, that is News from Gardenia. And I listened through those two chapters and I thought, this is good stuff, because I've always admired the guy. I've always liked listening to him. He's just got a natural way and his voice is excellent. And I was kind of inspired to delve further, because not just because of that, because of Dean Reed, who had a vicious throat the other day there and was mimicking Robert Llewellyn on his audio boo. And I thought he did a very good attempt. I was fooled for a moment. So I thought, well, let's delve in and see what else Robert Llewellyn does. And so I came across his book that is The Man in the Rubber Mask, and it's all about his telling his story of how he got involved as Crichton in the Red Dwarf. And it's in three chapters as far as I can see so just now, and I'm actually I'm halfway through the second chapter, and I have to say I'm totally, totally enthralled with this. Never thought of listening to audiobooks, but then when you think about it, you know, audio boo is people telling stories, albeit short ones from a minute right up to 30 minutes. But it's still audio, isn't it? And so I thought, well, I'm going to listen through this. And I really am. I'm really glad that I delved into this. Okay, Robert Llewellyn is a very interesting character, and I've watched so many of his television series that he does to do with, what is it? They're called giant machines or huge machines or incredible machines or all kinds of things that he does on one of the channels on the television. And so I've been following him on there. And I think it's his whole character and his voice and everything he does that makes even, a little ordinary button on a shirt sound interesting. So I'm going to listen through the rest of his Man in the Rubber Mask. Within that audiobook, he details the other stars like Craig Douglas, etc., and Danny, I can't remember Danny's second name now, who was Kat. And he details a wee bit about their history and how they got involved and their background. So it's not just about him. And so I thought it was really interesting. So I just thought I would mention that if you haven't as yet looked at the audiobook section and channels, then it's definitely worth, if I've found something interesting almost immediately, then I'm pretty sure that if you're a book reader, you're going to find loads and loads of stuff in there. And who knows, now I may have found another companion to follow me about on audiobook when I'm doing all kinds of things. So in an indirect way, a thanks to Dean Reed for his very, very sore throat and his valiant attempt at an impression of Crichton. Bye for now.